afternoon, fans, and welcome to historic McCormick Field, the international tourist host of Brooklyn Cycles, an affiliate of the New York Mets. Hey, fans, get out those scorecards. Here's the UC Kinetics starting lineup for the Brooklyn Cycles. The UC Kinetics of Hempstead Road in South Nashville. Or visit UCKinetics.com. Leading off the shortstop, number 4, Jet Williams. Batting 7, the catcher number 11, Kevin Corrado. Batting 3rd, first baseman number 1, Ryan Flicker. Batting 4th, the right field number 5, Stanley Oswego. Batting 5th, the center field number 25, Alice Lopez. Batting 6th, the center baseman number 8, DeAndre Smith. Batting 7th, the left field number 20, Omar Gonzalez. Batting 8th, the left field number 13,
Telco Community Credit Union key of the game. I go a big It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Tar Heel State, sunny Asheville, North Carolina, and game number 6 of this 6-game series featuring your Brooklyn Cyclones, winners of 4 straight, 60-58 overall, 32-21 in the season's second half, taking on the Asheville Tourists for the final time in 2023. Asheville at 20-33, 46-68 overall. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 1:05 scheduled first pitch today. Blue skies up above, some mashed potato-esque clouds hanging up above as well. But we are clear and dry at the moment as the Cyclones look to match their longest winning streak of the season at 5. They won their 4th straight last night. Last night, one of the tamer games we've had in this series, to really put in perspective how wild the first 5 games in this set have been. Brooklyn, an 8-5 victory last night. Luis A. Rodriguez, a 1-2-3. Bottom half of the ninth inning to close out the Cyclones' victory. He and JoJo Rodriguez doing an excellent job in their debuts out of the bullpen. Jordan Gieber was strong as well. 6 strikeouts, just 2 runs on 4 hits to earn his first win since coming off the IL. But the story of the game, once again, was Brooklyn's offense. They scored 8 runs in the game. All 9 reached base at least once. And 8 of the 9 in the starting lineup picked up at least one base hit. And Brooklyn, even though their streak of homering in 7 straight games came to a close last night, Brooklyn has hit 15 home runs over their last 8 games, which is 5 more than any other single-A team in minor league baseball. Brooklyn at 6-2 in these last 8 games, averaging over 8 runs a game, exactly 10 hits per contest, and Brooklyn 48 runs in the first 5 games of this series. That's just under 10 a game. Brooklyn hasn't done something like that in quite a bit of time, as the Cyclone offense will try and continue the positive vibes here this afternoon. Brooklyn got plenty more positive vibes last night, not only with the 8-5 win, but Wilmington rallying to walk off Jersey Shore 4-3 in 10 innings. Cortland Lawson had the walk-off RBI single in the bottom of the 10th for the Blue Rocks. So Brooklyn coming into play today, 2 games up on Jersey Shore in the SAL North with just 13 games left to play. Greensboro in 3rd place, 4.5 games back. So the Cyclones trying to inch themselves a little bit closer to a second straight postseason berth with another victory this afternoon. We'll take a break. When we come back here on the pregame show, we'll get you a full look at tonight's starting lineups and first pitch. Brooklyn and Asheville for the final time in 2023. Mets and Astros in South Atlantic League Baseball coming your way in just a matter of moments on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Top of the 1 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you here on the Cyclones Radio Network, getting you ready for first pitch in this series finale. Brooklyn secured a series win yesterday evening, trying to take 5 of 6 from a foe for just the second time this season. Did so back in early July against Wilmington. So let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Brooklyn Cyclones tonight, put together by their skipper, Chris Newell. Jet Williams back at shortstop today. He'll lead things off. Kevin Parada had a couple of hits last night. He'll bat second and be behind the plate. Ryan Clifford continued his assault on his old team, I should say. Batting third, he'll be at first base today. Stanley Consuegra has picked up a base hit in all 5 games of the series. He'll clean up and be in right field. Alex Ramirez, who has been a healthy scratch from the lineup each of the last 3 days, back in the order for Brooklyn this afternoon. He'll bat fifth and be in center field. DeAndre Smith at second base is in the 6th slot. Omar De Los Santos makes his 4th straight start in left field. Drake Osborne gets the start today as the DH. He'll be in the eighth slot. And Jay Z-Step, who had a couple of RBIs last night, family in attendance over from his home state of Kentucky. He'll bat ninth and be at third with Robert Kalina on the mound today for Brooklyn at 3-4 with a 3.64 ERA. This is the Asheville lineup Kalina will face, put together by their acting manager, Eric Stamets, with their full-time skipper, Nate Shaver, under the weather. Wish him all the best in terms of health and getting back to the diamond as quick as he is able to do so. Zach Cole homered last night. He'll lead off and be in center field. Jacob Melton starting back-to-back games for the first time this series. He'll bat second and DH. Miguel Palma had off last night. He'll hit third and be behind the plate. Ryan Wroblewski at first base cleans up. Tyler Whitaker was ejected from last night's game in the seventh. He'll be back in the lineup today, batting fifth in right field. Austin Deming at third base hits in the sixth slot. Tommy Sacco Jr., the switch hitter, bats seventh and will play short. John Garcia makes his second start of the series in left field, batting eighth. And Rolando Espinosa will make his second start of the week. He'll bat ninth and be at second base. Right-hander Nick Swanson slated to make his second appearance and first start of the series. Swanson pitched out of the bullpen on Tuesday night. He's 0-2 with a 4.89 ERA. Tourists being introduced to the crowd as we speak. A humid Sunday afternoon in the Tar Heel State. But we are ready for baseball under the summer sunshine. Final Sunday in August. Brooklyn trying to leave North Carolina with another victory. When we come back, we'll have first pitch Cyclones and Tourists, Mets and Astros in High A South Atlantic League Baseball coming up next right here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Thank you, Keith. Welcome back now to McCormick Field in Asheville, North Carolina. AccuWeather says the temperature 85 degrees, but the real feel up near triple digits, like a Stanley Consuegra exit velocity. Brooklyn and Asheville, final game of this six-game series. Final game of the first leg of this two-week road trip. Final game of the first leg of this two-week road trip, I should say, as we welcome you back here. Justin Rock with you. Nick Swanson making a start for the Tourists this afternoon. Swanson, second appearance in the series, 6'2", 180 pounds. 24 years old from Bixby, Oklahoma, was the Astros' 16th round pick 2 years ago at a Northeastern State University in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. 10th appearance, 9th start, 0-2, a 4.89 ERA. 40 hits and 42 in the third innings, 16 walks, and 37 strikeouts. Williams, Parada, Clifford, Consuegra, Alex Ramirez, Smith, Omar De Los Santos, Osborne, and Estep. The Brooklyn starting nine tonight as Williams steps in to the batter's box to get us underway. Williams is ready. Swanson is ready. Our first pitch of the ball game is a strike on the inside corner at 84 miles an hour. And we are underway at 107 Eastern Time. Williams 0 for 3 with a couple of walks last night. And he takes high to even the count. Williams' 12-game hitting streak snapped yesterday. Also his 5-game multi-hit streak came to a close as well. The 1-1 outside, it's two balls and a strike. Williams hitting .337 in his first 23 Sally League games. Five homers and 14 RBIs. The 2-1 from Swanson, and Williams pops it in the air. First base side, Robleski onto the warning track by Asheville's dugout, and he'll make the catch for the first out of the ballgame. So Williams retired to lead off the contest for the second straight day. Brings up the catcher tonight, Kevin Parada. Parada, the DH yesterday, went 2-for-5 with an RBI and a run scored. 4-for-20 with 5 RBIs in his first series back off the IL. Hitting at .265 in 86 games, and he takes inside for ball one. Parada, 11 home runs and 42 RBIs. Take a look at Asheville defensively behind Swanson after this 1-0. And Parada fouls it towards the first base seats. It's 1-1. Left to right in the outfield for the Tourists this afternoon, John Garcia, Zach Cole, and Tyler Whitaker. Third to first around the infield, Austin Deming, Tommy Sacco Jr., Rolando Espinosa, and Ryan Robleski. As Parada takes in the dirt for ball two, Miguel Palma doing the catching behind the plate. Swanson from the third base side of the rubber. The 2-1. And KP fouls it off the end of the bat. It's even, two balls and two strikes. Swanson on Tuesday night went 5 2/3 innings out of the bullpen. Gave up 3 runs on 3 hits, walked 2, and struck out 2. The 2-2. And Parada pops it in the air. Right side of the infield, second baseman Espinosa went onto the outfield grass, now comes back onto the dirt. And he puts it away for the second out. So two pop flies induced by Swanson to start the day. Brings up the first baseman Ryan Clifford. Clifford, 1-for-4 with an RBI on a sacrifice fly yesterday. Clifford hitting a .192 in Brooklyn. 15-for-78, 4 homers, 12 batted in. And he takes low for ball one. Clifford has driven in a run in each of the last 3 games and has a base hit in all 5 contests in the series. The 1-0, and Clifford takes inside and low. It's 2 balls and no strikes. But Swanson on Tuesday, 82 pitches, 48 strikes. In his first relief appearance since June the 25th, which was his final outing in the Carolina League. A 2-0. And Clifford takes a strike on the outer half. It's 2-1. Swanson signing for $125,000 as a 16th round pick a few years ago. Joined Asheville on the 26th of June, the 2-1. And Clifford drops to a knee, taps the pitch back behind home plate. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Swanson looking for a 1-2-3 first. That's happened to Brooklyn in the last couple of games in this series. Let's set the 2-2. And Clifford can't catch up to the elevated fastball, strike three. Swanson dials it up to 91. And his first strikeout caps a 1-2-3. Top of the first. Swanson needs just 14 pitches after a half. It's Brooklyn nothing. Here come the tourists on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the first inning, Robert Colina to the mound for the Cyclones this afternoon. Asheville lineup of Cole, Melton, Palma, Robleski, Whitaker, and Deming, Sacco Jr., Garcia, and Espinosa. Colina standing at 6 feet tall, 190 pounds, 22 years old from Punto Fijo, Venezuela. Zach Cole will lead things off. And the first pitch from Robert this afternoon is a high fastball. And the count 1-0. Cole hit a two-run home run in last night's ball game, and he rips the second pitch he sees into right field for a base hit to start today's game. Zach Cole with a sizzling ground ball to the right side at 108 miles an hour. And the tourists have the game's first base hit, the game's first base runner. One on and nobody out for Jacob Melton. So Cole extends his on-base streak to seven. Jacob Melton starting back-to-back games for the first time this series. Prior to Tuesday, had not played in 2 weeks. 0 for 4 last night with a couple of strikeouts and left flat-footed, swings through a fastball up at 91. And the count 0-1. Melton hitting at 242, a team-leading 18 home runs, 42 RBIs. Also leads the team with 41 stolen bases as it's grounded again through the right side for a base hit. Hitting the bag at second is Cole on his way to third. Throw by Consuegra, not in time. So back-to-back singles through the hole between first and second. And four pitches into the home first. Asheville with men at the corners and nobody out. So Jacob Melton, just his second hit in the last seven games, brings up Miguel Palma. Palma did not play last night, when 1-for-5 on Friday with a three-run home run. Did make the final out with a strikeout against Ankeny in that thriller on Friday. Palma hitting at 295, six homers, 36 batted in. First pitch outside and low. Nice backhanded stop by Parada. Keeps the runners where they are. It's 1-0. But Palma went 5-for-6 on Tuesday, including the walk-off two-run single. He's laid on a fastball. It's 1-1. Since that game, though, Palma just 1-for-16 in this series. The one hit a three-run home run in his last appearance on Friday. The 1-1 high, and it's 2 balls and a strike. The numbers for Colina so far with Brooklyn this year, making his 18th appearance and 7th start. 3-4, a 3.64 ERA. A 2-1, and Palma tries to check his swing, but he went around, says the home plate umpire Argueza. It's even 2-2. Colina, 54 hits in 54 and a third innings. 15 walks, 65 strikeouts. A 2.58 opponent average. The 2-2. And Palma fouls it out of play to the right, stays even. Colina took the loss last time out. That was against Hudson Valley last Sunday. Gave up 3 runs on 6 hits in 2 1/3 innings. No walks, 3 Ks was his second start of the week. The 2-2, and another foul ball to the screen. Fastball, curveball, changeup for Colina. Can also work in a slider. Colina started the season in Brooklyn's bullpen, but right around July the 19th, right after the All-Star break, started moving more into a starting role. As throw back to first, and Melton dives in. Colina has started 5 of his last 6 appearances prior to tonight. Cole at third, Melton at first, nobody out. The 2-2 high, and it's full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Umpiring crew this afternoon, Christian Argueza calling the balls and strikes. Stephen Craze is on the bases. The payoff pitch, runner breaks from first, swing and a foul ball. And Palma stays full as the next pitch will be the 9th of the at-bat. But Colina up and down beginning to the season, and really ever since a 7-strikeout shutout performance down to the bullpen on June 21st, he has hit another gear. The 3-2. And Palma takes high, and the bases are loaded. So the first 3 have reached against Colina this afternoon. A couple of singles and a walk. And the bases are full for Ryan Wroblewski as Victor Ramos emerges from the Cyclones' third base dugout to have a talk. Humid afternoon here in North Carolina. Right now, according to AccuWeather, 86 degrees. Real feel up at 99. Maybe a little more forgiving in the shade, feeling more like 92. But not a whole lot of breeze to speak of. 4 mile per hour wind gusts right now to the southeast. American flag out in center, draped out towards the first base side of the pole. A little bit of a breeze, but not too much. So Victor Ramos says what he needs to his right-handed starter. But a tough spot, bases loaded, nobody out for the first baseman, Ryan Wroblewski. Wroblewski made the start at first base last night, went 0-for-4. Is 4-for-17 in the series. And the first pitch, fastball cut on and missed at 92. And the count 0-1. Wroblewski hitting at 241. 7 home runs, 52 RBIs. The 0-1, and again, Wroblewski swings and misses. Fastball up at 94. And Colina jumps ahead 0-2. Wroblewski been in a funk, hitting just 139 in his last 18 games since the 3rd of the month. The 0-2. And a ground ball up the middle, past the outstretched glove of Smith and into center field. Cole scores, ball bobbled in center by Ramirez. Going halfway to second now, retreating back to first is Wroblewski. Each of the first 4 have reached for the tourists this afternoon. It's a 2-run single for Ryan Wroblewski, RBIs 53 and 54. And Asheville takes a 2-0 lead in the first. 105-mile-an-hour ground ball back through the box. Smith trying to make that play to his right, but could not do so. Looks like there will be no error charge to Ramirez on the play in center, as Palma was already making a beat towards third base before Ramirez bobbled the baseball. So an inauspicious continuation for Colina today. And now the fifth man to bat in the inning, Tyler Whitaker, takes a called strike one. Whitaker ejected for arguing balls and strikes in the seventh inning yesterday, went 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. The righty deals, and Colina misses outside. It's even at 1-1. Whitaker 4-for-20 in his first five games in the South Atlantic League. Two home runs and three RBIs. Hitting .238 overall this year in 65 games. And fouls another one back behind the plate. It's 1-2. Colina already up near 20 pitches. As a matter of fact, his next pitch will be his 20. The 1-2. Now Whitaker off the end of the bat on the curveball. Sends it to the right. It stays at a ball and two strikes. Whitaker, third round pick of the Astros 2 years ago, was their first selection in the 2021 draft as a result of their punishment for the sign-stealing scandal. Runner goes, and Whitaker fouls another one towards the seats. It was the 87th pick in the draft, and the Astros gave him a signing bonus fitting for a first rounder. Signed for $1.5 million. Saved money later in the draft in order to get their man in Whitaker for the signing bonus he wanted. The 1-2 inside, and it hit him. Trying to catch him inside with a breaking ball, but it never broke, and it caught Whitaker on the left elbow guard. And make it five straight that have reached against Colina this afternoon. And the bases are loaded again with nobody out for Austin Deming, as Brooklyn's bullpen springs to life down the left field line. Colina up at 22 pitches here in the first, and still nobody out. Look at guys that are going to be available in Brooklyn's bullpen today. Colina going less than an inning, not part of the equation, as Austin Deming takes outside. It's 1-0. The guys that would likely be available for Chris Newell this afternoon, Miguel Alfonseca and Colby Kubicek, probably at the front of the list. As Deming fouls it out of play, it's 1-1. Both have not pitched since Tuesday. Benito Garcia on 3 days of rest. He pitched on Wednesday last. And then maybe Dylan Hall, Luis Montas, and Bailey Reed, who have not pitched since Thursday. As Deming takes up and in. It's 2-1. Deming, 8-for-48 to start his career in Asheville. It's a 167 average, two doubles and an RBI. 1-for-4 yesterday. This is a ground ball back up the middle, fielded by Smith. No, it gets behind him and into center field. One run is in, throw home by Ramirez, cut off by Clifford in front of the pitcher's mound. We'll see how that one is scored. Thought Smith had a play on that ball back through the box. Don't know whether or not he made contact. Either way, two runs score on the ball off the bat of Deming. And it's 4-0, six batters in, and there's still nobody out. Robert Colina had been so good as of late, but ran into some trouble last week against Hudson Valley. Gave up seven runs in 7 2/3 innings. And it will be an error. No hit put up on the scoreboard. But both runs up there. No error as. So it'll be an error. One RBI for Deming. First and second, still nobody out, and Tommy Sacco Jr. takes a called strike. It'll be an error on DeAndre Smith. One RBI on the play for Deming. The 0-1. And Sacco takes a called strike. It's 0-2. The two-strike pitch. And this hit in the air right field. Back into his right, Consuegra. Over to his left, Ramirez to make the catch. Tagging and moving to third is Whitaker. There's the first out of the first inning. A man at the corners now for the left fielder, John Garcia. So now John Garcia, eighth man to bat for Asheville here in the first. Garcia getting the start in left field, 0 for 2 last night with a hit by pitch. And he takes a called strike, it's 0-1.
Tesla.
The 0-1, and Garcia takes down and away. It's even at a ball and a strike. Garcia hitting at 286 in 18 games. And Galena drops a breaking ball in for a strike. It's 1-2. Garcia, no homers, 5 RBIs in the South Atlantic League. Defensively behind Kalina this afternoon, left to right of the outfield, Omar De Los Santos, Alex Ramirez, and Stanley Consuegra. As Garcia fouls into the screen, it's still 1-2. Third and first around the infield, Chase Estep, Jet Williams, DeAndre Smith, and Ryan Clifford, with Kevin Parada doing the catching behind the plate. The 1-2. Another foul ball, right-hand side. Kalina at 34 pitches here in the first inning. I have to imagine this is going to be his final batter no matter what the result is. Right-hander is up down the left field line for the Cyclones. The 1-2 outside. Another curveball from Kalina. And it's even 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bottom of the 1 o'clock hour here in the East. Asheville 4 runs on 3 hits and an error. They have a 4-0 first inning advantage. The 2-2 high and the count full. And now Kalina in danger of walking the bases loaded again. With Rolando Espinosa, the ninth man in the batting order, due up next. The righty's payoff runner breaks from first. Garcia in the air to center. Back goes Ramirez to make the catch in front of the warning track. Throws to first base. Nobody's covering first base. And Clifford has to race back to his right in order to knock the baseball down. Tagging and scoring from third is Tyler Whitaker. Retreating safely back to first base, Austin Demick. It's a sack fly for John Garcia and 5-0 Asheville in the first. And that'll be all for Robert Kalina today. Kalina at 37 pitches here in the first inning. Probably the most thrown in a single inning by any Brooklyn pitcher all season long. And that'll be the end of his day as Chris Newell makes a Bi-Cal Auto Mall call to the bullpen. New arm in. Asheville already 5 runs in on 3 hits. They lead it 5-0 with 2 out in the first on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. We're spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Call to the bullpen, driven by Bicow Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, or log on to BicowAutoMall.com. On is the right-hander Miguel Alfonseca to make his Cyclones debut. Probably wasn't anticipating to make it in the bottom of the first inning today. Alfonseca, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds, 23 years old, from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. And his first pitch to Rolando Espinosa sails up and in for ball one. Espinosa playing for the first time since Thursday. A 1-0. Swing and a miss and a fastball up and in. It's even at a ball and a strike. Espinosa hitting at 223 in 42 games at the level. Four home runs, 17 RBIs. Was 1-for-4 with an RBI on Thursday. The 1-1, up and in. And it's two balls and a strike. Alfonseca made 21 appearances at Single-A St. Lucie before joining Brooklyn earlier this week. The righty's 2-1. And the fastball at the letters. It's even at two balls and two strikes. Alfonseca 1-1, a 7.39 ERA. Did have two saves and four opportunities. 36 hits in 28 innings, 15 walks, and 25 strikeouts. But those numbers a little bit misleading for Alfonseca. The 2-2, and this charged in the air to center. Back goes Ramirez onto the warning track, has to play it off the fence, and it kicks behind him. Rounding third, heading to the plate is Deming. Ramirez's throw comes into the cutoff man, Williams. It's an RBI double for Rolando Espinosa, and Asheville has taken a 6-0 first inning lead. Ninth double, 18th RBI for Espinosa, and this frame of woe continues to unfold for Brooklyn. That'll be the end of the line for Robert Colina today. Colina officially two-thirds of an inning, six runs on three hits, a walk. No strikeouts, a hit by pitch, 37 pitches and 25 strikes as Alfonseca steps off. Zach Cole led off this inning with a single through the right side. Came around to score on the Robleski two-run single. Tenth man to bat in the inning. Alfonseca offers and misses down and away. They count 1-0. But Alfonseca, you look at his last month at Single-A St. Lucie, last six appearances went 1-0 with a 2.53 ERA. Eight hits in 10 and two-thirds innings, just four walks and 12 strikeouts. As Cole takes low, make it 2-0. Alfonseca pitching for the first time since Tuesday. Picked up the win for St. Lucie in Dunedin. Gave up just a run on three hits in three innings. No walk, struck out two, the 2-0. And this hammered in the air to right. Back goes Consuegra and has to play it high off the wall. One run scores. Cole will have to hold up at first base with a long single. Well, this garish first inning continues. It's an RBI base hit for Zach Cole, his second hit of the inning. And it's 7-0 with two out in the bottom of the first. 19th RBI at the level for Cole, his 65th overall this year. That one banging off the wall at 109 miles an hour. Jacob Melton singled to right and scored it in the first. And he takes high for ball one. Asheville, seven runs on five hits and one error. The 1-0. And Melton at ground ball right side, and that one's through a base hit. Two different hitters in Asheville's lineup have multiple hits this inning. That one through the hole between first and second. And each of the first three have reached against Alfonseca. Asheville has sent 11 men to the plate in the inning, and nine have reached base. Brings up Miguel Palma, who walked and scored on the Deming error back in the start of this frame, as Palma takes up and in for ball one. Brooklyn pitching has thrown 48 pitches here in the bottom of the first. 37 from Colina and another 11 from Alfonseca. 1-0, and Palma takes a called strike. It's 1-1. Well, we've already seen one seven-run comeback this week. Why not another? As Palma hits one in the air left center field, Ramirez coming on to his right, able to make the backhanded grab to bring the end to this first inning. But Asheville sends 12 men to the plate and scores seven runs on six hits on a grand total of 50 pitches. To the second, 7-0 Asheville on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
Nick Swanson had a big break between his 1-2-3 top of the first and Asheville's 12-hitter bottom of the first. Tourists up a touchdown 7-0 as you move to the top of the second inning on this Sunday afternoon. Not the happy Sunday start Brooklyn was hoping for. Fans, Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance, single-source electrical solution. Stanley Consuegra takes outside to start the top of the second inning. And the count 1-0. Consuegra, Ramirez, and Smith, the 3-2 up. The 1-0 called strike on the outside corner. And it's even at 1-1. Consuegra, 2-for-4 last night, walked and drove in a run. Also stole a base as he hammers one deep down the left field line, but that one will curl foul. Punished it down the line, 109 miles an hour and 413 feet, but out in front for a foul ball. Consuegra hitting at 236, a team-leading 19 home runs. And a team-best 53 RBIs. The 1-2, and another foul ball to the left. stays at 1-2. Consuegra has hit safely in all five games in this series. 6-for-21 with three home runs, seven runs scored, and seven RBIs. The righties 1-2, and Consuegra laid on the fastball for strike three. Only 88 miles an hour that time from Swanson, but had good movement. And he has his second strikeout. One away in the top of the second for Alex Ramirez. Ramirez playing his first game since Wednesday. Went 2-for-5 that day with a double and a couple of RBIs. 2-for-10 in the series. And the first pitch is taken high for ball one. Ramirez hitting at 234. Six home runs and 51 RBIs. The 1-0. And Ramirez pops it straight up. Palma ditches his mask, shuffling up the first base line in foul ground. And a step or two still in foul territory up the first base line. Makes the catch for the second out. So five up, five down to start the day for Swanson. Brings up DeAndre Smith. DeAndre 1-for-4 has walked and scored a run. Has picked up a base hit in all four games he's played this series. 5-for-14, four extra base hits and two RBIs. Hitting at 230 in 51 games. Fouls it back, it's 0-1. DeAndre, two homers, 13 batted in. Asheville today wearing the 70s, 80s Astros themed Jade Sunrise jerseys. Not Tequila Sunrise, but Jade Sunrise is what they call it here in North Carolina as Smith swings and misses to make it 0-2. Tourists across the chest in black. That sunglass wearing Mr. Moon logo underneath the STS and tourists. Black numerals on the back with a white border as Smith swings and misses at the changeup for strike three. Third strikeout this afternoon for Swanson. Long break, no problem. Has a 10-pitch, 1-2-3, top of the second inning. After 1.5, still 7-0 Asheville on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Colby Kubicek from Bryan, Texas, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Miguel Alfonseca out for his first full inning of relief as he moved to the bottom of the second inning. Ryan Wroblewski, Tyler Whitaker, Austin Deming, the three scheduled to bat. Asheville up by seven, and Alfonseca's first pitch fastball is taken low for ball one. Final official line for Kalina, by the way, four of those six runs were earned. As Wroblewski takes down and away to make it 2-0. Three hits in two-thirds of an inning, a walk, no strikeouts. Leaves the pitcher of record on the losing side, 2-0. And there is a called strike to Wroblewski. And it's 2-1. Al Fonseca comes set at the belt. The 2-1. And a swing and a miss. Fastball up at 93. And it's even at 2-2. Fastball slider for Al Fonseca. Started the year in St. Lucie, landed on the IL on May the 10th. The 2-2. Outside, and it's full. Was reinstated from the IL 18 days later. And then placed on the development list on July the 21st. And came back at the beginning of August and started his search. This skied out in a shallow center. Shortstop Williams on the outfield grass makes the catch for the first out of the second inning. One up, one down for Al Fonseca in the frame. Brings up the right fielder, Tyler Whitaker. Whitaker hit by a pitch and scored. No official at bat so far today. First pitch to Whitaker. Misses low. It's 1-0. The 1-0. And that pitch low. Make it two balls and no strikes on the Asheville right fielder. Righty's 2-0. A swing and a miss by Whitaker on 92. And the count 2-1. Asheville, 7 runs, 6 hits already. They lead this one 7-0 as Whitaker takes down and away. And the count is 3-1. Dimensions here at McCormick Field, 326 down the line in left. 370 out to the light stanchion in left center. Is put in the air right field. Back goes Consuegra, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail over the 20-plus foot wall and right. For the third time in his first week at High A, Tyler Whitaker has clubbed a home run. This one to the opposite field. His third home run with the Tourists, his seventh of the year, and Asheville leads it now 8-0 in the second. 97.4 off the bat, 380 feet to right. And Asheville continues their attack. They lead it by 8. Brings up Austin Deming. Reached on an error in his first at-bat, was credited with an RBI as Al Fonseca misses outside for ball one. Set the 1-0. And this foul back towards the roof. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Mets made a bevy of roster moves earlier today at the major league level. Former Cyclone Abraham Almonte designated for assignment, along with former Cyclone left-hander Adam Kolarik. As Deming takes a strike to make it 1-2. Mark Vientos back off the IL. Reinstated earlier today as Deming swings and misses for strike three. First South Atlantic League strikeout in the career of Miguel Alfonseca. Two out in the second inning for Tommy Sacco Jr. That painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Jeff Brigham also called up from AAA Syracuse. As Sacco takes low. And the count 1-0. Sacco flied out to center. For the first down of the first inning, last inning. The 1-0. And Sacco, ground ball to first. Waiting on the big hop is Clifford. Underhand flip to Al Fonseca covering to end the inning. But Asheville adds another run on the opposite field home run by Tyler Whitaker. At the end of two, it's 8-0. In favor of the home squad, Asheville, on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Bi-Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement,
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the third, Asheville up 8-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network. Omar De Los Santos, Drake Osborne, Chase Estep. 3-2 up in the frame. Brooklyn looking for their first hit, their first base runner of the afternoon. Nick Swanson just 24 pitches through the first two innings. And his first toss is strike at the knees. And the count 0-1. De Los Santos shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a called strike as it runs 0-2. De Los Santos, 2-for-5 yesterday, hitting at 209 in 89 games as this one sliced down the left field line, a foul ball. And it stays 0-2. De Los Santos, 7 homers, 36 RBIs, has hit in all three games he's played this week, 4-for-12 with a home run. The 0-2, and this hit in the air left field. Backing up on it is Garcia. In front of the warning track, backpedaling makes the catch for the first out of the third. So 7 up, 7 down to start the day for Swanson. Brings up the designated hitter, Drake Osborne. Osborne 0-for-5 on Friday as the catcher. 2-for-10 in the series with a double and an RBI. Osborne hitting at .176 in 59 games. 10 homers, 29 RBIs, and this served into right center field. Over to his left is the center fielder Cole, but the right fielder Whitaker makes the catch back into his right in front of the first bank signage on the right field fence. And two quick outs for Swanson to start the third. Brings up Chase Estep. Estep. Family in town from Corbin, Kentucky. A couple hours west of here. Estep 1-for-5 with a couple of RBIs yesterday. And he takes high for ball one. Estep hitting at .220. Two homers, 30 RBIs. 3-for-13 in this series. The righty's 1-0. And Estep off the end of the bat in a shallow center. Backpedaling the shortstop, Sacco. He'll make the catch over his left shoulder. And Swanson has faced 9 and retired all 9 on a grand total of 31 pitches through 3 innings. To the bottom of the third, still 8-0 Asheville on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy. Part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Second full inning of relief, 30 pitches through an inning and two-thirds this afternoon. 8-0 Asheville, our score. John Garcia, Orlando Espinosa back to the top of the order, and Zach Cole, the scheduled batters. And the first pitch to Garcia, a knee-high strike, it's 0-1. John, no official at-bat today. Sack fly to center in the bottom of the first. First pitch. Is hit in the air down the right field line. Over to his left, Consuegra ranging towards foul ground. And a step or two still in fair territory. Makes the running catch. And for the second straight inning, Al Fonseca has retired the leadoff man. One away. Rolando Espinosa, the batter. RBI double off the center field wall against Al Fonseca in the first. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. In the bottom of the third inning, let you know what's going on across the South Atlantic League today. Al Fonseca stands at the middle of the rubber, and his first pitch outside to Espinosa for ball one. Top of the fourth in Georgia, Rome a 3-2 lead on Greensboro. Drake Baldwin, a solo home run, is 14th. This off the hands, bangs off the roof of the concourse. And it's a ball and a strike. Ian Mejia for the Braves today. Joshua Loshorn making a start for the Grasshoppers. The righty's 1-1. Pulled on the ground at third. Backhanded, knocked down by Estep. Bare hands, throws to first to get him. Wonderful recovery by Chase Estep. Tried to backhand that baseball. Went in and out of his black leather mitt. But a quick reaction, Estep, with his right bare hand, just snagged the ball off the dirt and fired a strike to Clifford for the second out. Back to the top of the order in Zach Cole. A couple of singles, an RBI, and a run scored already. Third at bat in three innings. And this hit on the ground again to the right side, but right at DeAndre Smith. Makes the play at his collarbone, and for the first time today, Brooklyn has their first defensive 1-2-3 inning as Al Fonseca gets the job done on six pitches. To the fourth, top of the 2 o'clock hour, 8-0 Asheville on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup guard exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclones social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
We'll be right back. top of the lineup, due up for Brooklyn in the fourth, trying to pick up their first base hit, their first base runner of the day. Nick Swanson, 9 up, 9 down to this point on 31 pitches. Long discussion right now between the home plate umpire Christian Argueza and third base coach and Brooklyn manager Chris Newell. The head groundskeeper for Asheville did come up and talk to the umpires as the top of the fourth was getting ready to get underway, showing him his phone, probably displaying what the radar looks like as Jet Williams hits one in the air to left. Back into his left, Garcia to make the grab. One pitch and one out in the fourth inning. So Williams 0 for 2. Brings up Kevin Parada, popped up to second in his only at-bat. There are some gray clouds beginning to roll in from the first base side. Wind was blowing out maybe a little bit towards left earlier today. First pitch to Parada taken high. It's 1-0. We're expecting some weather maybe around 2:45, 3 o'clock. At least that's what the groundskeeper told the Cyclones coaching staff as we arrived earlier this morning. 1-0 outside for ball two. That's the only thing I can imagine that Argueza was talking to Newell about after Argueza and Craze met with the grounds crew in between frames. The 2-0 and Parada line drive. There's the first base hit of the game for Brooklyn, rolling all the way to the warning track. Parada on his way to second. Throw in from left field will be a hair late. Sliding in feet first with a one-out double, Kevin Parada. And Brooklyn a man in scoring position and one out in the fourth. That ends the streak of 10 in a row retired to start the day from Swanson. That double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. 103.5 miles an hour on the double by Parada. And now Ryan Clifford, who struck out in his only at-bat today. Swanson looks at second. Now kicks and offers, and Clifford takes a strike at the letters. It's 0-1. Continuing our look around the South Atlantic League here on this Sunday. Score every Cyclone fan is following down in Delaware. Jersey Shore right now a 2-1 lead on Wilmington. The 0-1, and Clifford a ground ball to short. Parada will advance to third. Sacco's only play to first base, and that's where he'll get the second out. So Parada running on contact. Sacco not trying to push the envelope. Allows the man to advance. Stanley Consuegra with a runner at third and two out. Stanley struck out in his first at-bat today. But Jersey Shore a 2-1 lead. Brooklyn came into play today. Two games up on the Blue Claws in the north. The first pitch misses high and tight. Consuegra backs his head out of the way. It's 1-0. Rafael Marcano for Jersey Shore. Kyle Luckham on the mound for Wilmington today. Everything else in the league about to get underway. Consuegra takes inside for ball two. Hickory and Greenville scheduled to get underway at 2 o'clock. Winston Santos for the Crawdads, Jordan DiValerio. Getting the ball for the drive, the 2-0. And Consuegra pops it in the air left side. But this one ticketed for the seats. It's 2-1. Hudson Valley hosting Aberdeen at 2:05. Baron Stewart will go up against Justin Williams' old college teammate, Kyle Verbitsky. And the only other game on the docket today, 2:05 between Bowling Green and Winston-Salem. As Consuegra laid on the fastball, it's 2-2. Yaniel Cure for the Hot Rods, Tyler Schweitzer for the dash. The 2-2 from Swanson. Consuegra grabs a piece on its way by. It remains a two-ball, two-strike count. Bases, or rather, runner at third, two out, top of the fourth. Brooklyn trying to break up the shutout. They trail 8-0. The 2-2, and he got Consuegra to swing and miss at the changeup downstairs. Fourth strikeout for Swanson. And he strands a man at third in the fourth. No runs, a hit. One man left after three and a half. Still 8-0 in favor of the Tourists on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
Fonseca tasked with his third full inning of relief today. Fan Sweet and Boozy Ice Cream has arrived on Coney Island, located next to the bar by the Cyclones team store. On the third base concourse, Sweet and Boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors, five booze-infused flavors for our adult fans, and three social media crazy thunder cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come down to a Cyclones game to get your sweetness on. 2-3-4 due up for Asheville in the home fourth. They have an 8-0 lead. Asheville, seven runs and a 12-batter bottom of the first inning. Jacob Melton had a couple of singles in the first, and he takes low for ball one. Melton 2-for-2 with a run scored to start the day. Alfonseca gets the one he wants. Now the 1-0. And Melton out of play to the left. It's even at a ball and a strike. Mentioned the Mets making a series of roster moves today. Vientos back with the big league club after a brief stint on the IL. Was eligible to come off yesterday, but reinstated today. The 1-1. And Melton a check swing ground ball to second base. Coming on is DeAndre, and Smith makes the easy play to first, one out. So Alfonseca beginning to settle in after he gave up the home run to Whitaker in the second. He's now retired six straight. Brings up Miguel Palma, who is 0-for-1, a walk and a fly out to center. But Vientos back from left wrist tendonitis. Only played a couple of days at AAA Syracuse. Luis Guillorme began a running program on Friday, so he tries to come back from a right calf strain. Pitch to Palma, Frisbee's outside, it's 1-0. Well, Guillorme about 5 weeks removed from his grade 2 calf strain on July 22nd against the Red Sox at Fenway. As this hit on the ground to third, nice backhand by Estep behind the back, throw to first, and a forehand scoop by Clifford for the second out. The second strong defensive play at third base by Estep in as many innings. And Ryan Clifford continuing to show impressive footwork at first base. Positioned himself beautifully to reel in that throw without obstructing the base path. Two out for Ryan Wroblewski. Two-run single to his name and a pop-up to short. Wroblewski swings and hits it in the air to right. Back goes Consuegra to the warning track, and that one's high off the video board. Wroblewski on his way to second. And he'll slide in there feet first with a double. So that ends the streak of seven in a row retired by Alfonseca. For Robleski, the double, number 18 on the year in Asheville. And the tourists a man in scoring position and two out. Brings up Tyler Whitaker. Been hit by a pitch and clubbed an opposite field home run against Alfonseca in the second. But Guillorme been performing other baseball activities during his rehab, including fielding and hitting. As Whitaker into shallow right field, out is Smith and Clifford, in is Consuegra. And with his hat flying off his head in the breeze, able to reel in the baseball to make the catch and close out a second straight scoreless defensive inning. No runs, one hit, one left after four. 8-0 Asheville on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Cyclones trying to break up the shutout. We go to the top of the fifth inning. Cyclones trail this one 8-0. Alex Ramirez, DeAndre Smith, Omar De Los Santos. Three scheduled to bat in the inning. Ramirez popped up to the catcher in his only at-bat so far today. He is 0-for-1. Brooklyn's bullpen going to start getting going down the left field line. And the first pitch to Ramirez taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Alfonseca has gone 3 2/3 innings today. And have to imagine he's nearing the end of his rope, so Bailey Reed up in the bullpen as Ramirez swings through a high breaking ball. And he falls behind 0-2. Mostly cloudy skies right now here in Asheville. Some breaks out towards left field, showing off the bright blue sky, but mostly gray clouds right now rolling in from the first base concourse. It's some weather south of here. Let's see if it ends up impacting us in Asheville. The 0-2. And Ramirez can't catch up to the fastball for strike three. Blew it by him at 91. Second straight strikeout for Swanson. He now has five today. And there's one out in the top of the fifth for DeAndre Smith. DeAndre struck out in his only at-bat today. He's 0-for-1. Time to get you our Coney Convos trivia question of the day. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. As Smith takes outside for ball one. This, I feel, is a rather tricky one. On this date, in 2013, so we go back 10 years ago today, the 1-0 called strike, delayed call there by Argueza. It's even at 1-1. But on this date in 2013, the Mets gave away promotional T-shirts featuring a player they traded away earlier in the day. This grounded a short right at Sacco. Good stretch by Robleski for the second out. Two up and two down for Swanson in the inning. So our Coney Convo's trivia question of the day, who was that player that the Mets gave away promo T-shirts for? That they traded to a different franchise earlier on this date in 2013. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. Omar De Los Santos flied out to left in his first at-bat. First pitch from Swanson downstairs for ball one. That's just Swanson's 50th pitch of the day with two out in the fifth inning. The 1-0. Inside, it's 2-0. Brooklyn, no runs, one hit, one error. They have left one. Asheville, eight runs, eight hits, no errors. They have stranded three. The 2-0 from Swanson. And De Los Santos, a foul tip into the glove of Palma. It's two balls and a strike. You see that happen sometimes with teams. They set up for a promo, and then the guy either ends up released or traded to a different franchise as De Los Santos takes high 3-1. Hey, we even saw that earlier this season in Major League Baseball. The 3-1. De Los Santos rolls over on one to short. Sacco, quick transfer and throw, retires De Los Santos to end the inning. We'll pick up that thought in the bottom of the fifth. 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn on 11 pitches. Swanson's first 1-2-3 inning since the third. He's retired the side in order. And four of five frames today. Bailey Reed coming on. This game now official. 8-0 Asheville on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need. For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
M2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BuyCalAutoMall.com. Bailey Reed on for the second time this week. 6'2", 195. 25 years old from Palo Alto, California. Takes over for Miguel Alfonseca. And the first pitch to Austin Deming. A weak wave and a miss. At a fastball down at 93. It's 0-1. Got to give a lot of credit to Alfonseca. The 0-1, another swing and a miss by Deming, this time the off-speed downstairs at 84. And Reed ahead 0-2, but Alfonseca had a bit of a bumpy beginning. First three batters he faced reached base, but gave the Cyclones bullpen some much-needed length. 3 1/3 innings out of the bullpen for Brooklyn today. The 0-2 outside, it's 1-2 to help save some bullets for the rest of the arms in Brooklyn's pen. Alfonseca officially 3 1/3 innings. Two runs, both earned on five hits, no walks, and a strikeout. Did give up a home run, 43 pitches and 26 strikes. As Deming takes down and in, it's 2-2. Deming's reached on an error, has struck out, also holds an RBI today. The 2-2 from Reed. Outside and the count full. Get you the numbers for Bailey. So far in his Cyclones career, pitched well on Thursday night. Was charged with a couple of runs, though. The payoff pitch and Deming to the right side and towards the seats. For Reed, making his sixth appearance with Brooklyn. No record of 5.68 ERA. Three hits allowed in 6 1/3 innings. has walked five and struck out eight. Two runs on two hits in two innings on Thursday. Walked two, struck out two, as Deming strikes out on the inside corner. Caught looking at a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And Bailey Reed picks up a strikeout to begin his bullpen appearance. One away in the fifth. That strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Tommy Sacco Jr. 0-for-2 today. Ground out to first and a fly out to center. And the first pitch taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. On this date in 2013, the Mets gave away promotional T-shirts featuring a player that they traded earlier in the afternoon. Our question today, who was he? As Sacco pulls it foul, it's 0-2. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. The 0-2 from Reed, up and in with a slider. Sacco had to pull his front shoulder out of the way. And it's a ball and two strikes. Take a look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Sacco takes up and away. It's two balls and two strikes. Base is empty, one out. Brooklyn down by eight, the 2-2. And this pulled on the ground fair over the first base bag past Clifford and down the right field line by Asheville's bullpen. Sacco on his way to second. Consuegra's throw comes all the way to third on a bounce, and he'll hold that second with a one-out double. For Sacco, that is 15th two-base hit of the year. And the tourist of the man in scoring position and one out in the fifth. For the left fielder, John Garcia. Garcia, sack fly to center, a fly out to right. He's 0-for-1. First pitch to Garcia, pulled foul. And the count 0-1. Do have our first guest for our Coney Convo's trivia question. Wolf remembers the giveaway, but not the player. David Pecoraro howling in from Queens. But he's going to go with the Cyclones link and Lucas Duda. The 0-1 outside and low, it's 1-1. Unfortunately, Wolf, it is not Lucas Duda. We'll give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth inning. They're saying we've seen instances like that happening before where a team schedules a giveaway and then trades the player or releases the player prior to said giveaway. 1-1 outside for ball two. Happened earlier this year. The Red Sox traded Enrique Hernandez back to the Dodgers. Hernandez was scheduled to have a bobblehead day a few weeks later and ended up having a pretty happy ending. The 2-1. Swing and a miss at the pitch down and away. It's 2-2. As enough time was separated between the trade between Boston and L.A. and the actual giveaway, so the Red Sox were able to print a thank you letter penned by Hernandez to the Boston fans on the bobblehead giveaway box for fans to read once they got it coming through the gates at Fenway that day. Classy move by both player and organization. As Garcia fouls it back, it's 2-2. Sacco being held on at second by Smith with one out. Brooklyn down by eight. The 2-2 from Reed taken high, and the count runs full. Looking at the Mets affiliate scoreboard in the bottom of this fifth inning. Heading to the bottom of the ninth at Citi Field. Mets trying to walk off the Angels. Tied at two. Pete Alonso, a game-tying RBI double in the eighth. as Garcia takes high for ball four. So back-to-back runners reach on a double and a walk. And Parada out to the mound to talk with the right-hander Reed before Rolando Espinosa steps in. Espinosa doubled off the center field wall, has also grounded out to third, one for two today. But Brandon Nimmo, Jeff McNeil, Pete Alonso, Francisco Alvarez, all former Cyclones in the Mets lineup today. Good start from David Peterson, maybe his best of the year. 7 innings, 1 run, 3 hits, 8 strikeouts. But the Mets will try and win it in their half of the ninth inning. Alvarez, Stewart, and Vientos are scheduled batters. As the first pitch to Espinosa fouled back and out of play, it's 0-1. Triple-A Syracuse, top of the fifth inning at home against Buffalo. Blue Jays Farm Club, Buffalo 2 in the top of the fifth to take a 3-1 lead. The righty's 0-1. And a fastball cut on and missed. Parada bluffs the throw behind the runner at first. But Clifford playing off the bag. And so Parada holds on. And it remains 0-2. Wonder how much longer we have before weather arrives. Did just receive a lightning alert within 10 miles of here. And thought I heard some rumbles of thunder off in the distance during this at-bat. The 0-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him on the disappearing off-speed delivery. Second strikeout for Reed at 2 out in the fifth. Second strikeout for Reed. Painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Back to the top of the order in Zach Cole. Couple of singles, a ground out, an RBI, and a run scored. Triple-A Syracuse trailing 3-1. Brandon McIlwain, an RBI double. As Cole fouls it aside, it's 0-1. 8 of the 9 in Syracuse's lineup today are Cyclone alumni, three of which have played for the team this season alone. Joe Swazi, Jose Mena, and Mateo Gill. As Cole takes high, it's 1-1. Jose Buto making the start for Syracuse today. Sacco Jr. at second, Garcia at first with two out. The 1-1 to Cole. This is high, and it's 2 balls and a strike. Double A Binghamton, top of the third. They trail New Hampshire Blue Jays affiliate 4-1. Matt O'Neill has an RBI double. Kevin Villavicencio making his double-A debut was added to their roster from single-A St. Lucie last night. Ryland Thomas had a couple of hits in his debut yesterday at double-A as this one golfed in the air to left. De Los Santos to his right and over his left shoulder makes the catch to close out a scoreless fifth inning. Asheville threatens, no runs, a hit, two men left thanks to a walk at the end of five. It's still 8-0 Asheville on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times. Extraordinary care.
Well, with rumbles of thunder in the distance, Alex Santos II came out of the bullpen for Asheville, threw maybe three warm-up pitches. And then after a meeting between acting Asheville manager Eric Stamets, Brooklyn manager Chris Newell, and both umpires Christian Argueza and Stephen Kraes, Argueza motioned for Santos to head back to the first base dugout. And we will enter a weather delay here at McCormick Field. So we are entering the top of the sixth inning with Brooklyn trailing Asheville 8-0. Alex Santos II just emerged out of the bullpen. Nick Swanson, a stellar job in his start. Five innings, no runs, a hit, no walks, and five strikeouts, just 54 pitches and 37 strikes. The tarp has not been placed on the field, but both teams have retreated to their clubhouse, or at least Brooklyn is heading back to their third base clubhouse. Not quite as sure what Asheville's plan of attack is down the first baseline. Now both umpires, after standing for a couple of seconds at home plate, walking towards Eric Stamets, who has come out of the first base dugout. No one has stayed in Brooklyn's third base dugout. Bullpen clearing and heading towards the third base clubhouse as well. So we will see what happens. There is lightning in the area. It's been spotted a couple of times by the hills beyond the right field fence, a little bit towards the foul pole. But we will see. My guess it's going to be another 20 to 30 minutes at least until the all clear would be given for play to resume. This is an official game, however. Bottom of the 2 o'clock hour in the East, Asheville, an 8-0 lead. And we will see whether or not the heavens open up. And I guess because of the lightning, the tarp not being unfurled onto the diamond. So if the heavens do open up, could be tough to get this field playable again here today. But for the time being, it is only lightning and no rain. And we shall see what will occur as the rest of this afternoon unfurls. So as we enter this delay right around the bottom of the 2 o'clock hour in total, let's take a look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard and let you know what's going on across the organization today. We mentioned Mets and Angels tied at 2. Right now in the bottom of the ninth, Mets have 2 on and nobody out. DJ Stewart, Mets now have the bases loaded and nobody out. Francisco Alvarez plunked, DJ Stewart a single to right, and then Mark Vientos a four-pitch walk. So Rafael Ortega up for the Mets. Bases loaded, nobody out, trying to salvage the final game of that series against the Halos. Triple-A Syracuse down 4-1, bottom of the fifth at home against Buffalo. Blue Jays affiliate Brandon McIlwain, an RBI double. He's hitting .275 since joining Syracuse from Double-A Binghamton, the former college quarterback, having a massive impact at AAA. Also has an outfield assist today. Jose Buto making the start for the Syracuse Mets. Double-A Binghamton trailing New Hampshire. Another Blue Jays farm club 4-1 in the top of the third. Matt O'Neill, an RBI double. Daniel Juarez made the start in a bullpen game and has since given way to fellow former Cyclone Joey Lancelotti. Rylan Thomas has walked and scored Binghamton's only run in that ball game. Thomas making his Double-A debut yesterday with a couple of base hits. Single-A St. Lucie, top of the eighth. They trail Dunedin 10-5. Marco Vargas, Ronald Hernandez, each with a base hit in their second full season game. Hernandez, second straight game with an RBI to start his St. Lucie career. But they trail that one 10-5. Down in Florida. Major League Baseball scoreboard as this Sunday afternoon continues. Bottom of the fourth, Orioles trailing the Rockies 1-0. Brendan Rodgers, former tourist, with an RBI single. Ty Black against Jack Flaherty. Hunter Goodman batting sixth and playing first base at his major league debut for Colorado. Top of the fourth in Boston. Dodgers up 1-0 on the Red Sox. James Outman, the rookie, a solo home run, his 16th. Tanner Houck still on the mound for the Red Sox. Dodgers into their bullpen. Middle of the fourth in Pittsburgh. Cubs up 3-1 on the Pirates. Jamer Candelario, a two-run home run, his 19th. Javier Assad against Bailey Falter. Top of the fourth, Phillies up 1-0 on the Cardinals. Kyle Schwarber, a leadoff home run, is 36th of the year. Aaron Nola against the rookie left-hander Drew Rom, one of the players the Cardinals acquired in the deadline deal with Baltimore for Jack Flaherty. Top of the fourth in Toronto, Cleveland up 4-2 on the Blue Jays. Jose Ramirez, a two-run home run, is 21st for the Guardians. Vlad Guerrero Jr., a two-run home run, is 20th for Toronto. Yusei Kikuchi for the Blue Jays. Former Cyclone Noah Syndergaard for the Guardians. It has now gone final at Citi Field. Rafael Ortega delivers with the bases loaded and nobody out. A walk-off RBI single. And so the Mets beat the Angels today at Citi by a final of 3-2. End of three in Detroit. Tigers trailing the Astros 2-0. Kyle Tucker, a two-run home run, his 26th of the year. Justin Verlander against Alex Fiedo. Bottom of the fourth, Marlins up 2-1 on the Nationals. Jorge Soler, a two-run home run, his 35th. Miami into their bullpen. Trevor Williams making the start for Washington. Former Wilmington Blue Rock from earlier this season, Jacob Young making his first major league start. He's batting ninth, playing center for the Nationals today. Yankees doubling up the Rays 4-2 in Tampa. Kyle Higashioka, DJ LeMahieu, Anthony Volpe with home runs for New York. Brandon Lau, a solo home run for Tampa Bay. Carlos Rodon against Zach Littell. Bottom two in Minnesota. Rangers up 1-0 on the Twins. J.P. Martinez, his first major league home run for Texas. Jordan Montgomery against Bailey Ober. Bottom two, White Sox up 1-0 on the A's. Andrew Vaughn with an RBI single. Mike Clevinger against Paul Blackburn. End of one in Milwaukee. Brewers and Padres are tied at one. William Contreras, a solo home run, his 14th for the Brew Crew. Adrian Hauser against Michael Wacha. Everything else in the big leagues has not started yet at 4:10. Reds will be in Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks. Graham Ashcraft against Slade Ciccone. Mariners host the Royals at 4:10. Luis Castillo against Alec Marsh. And the Braves will be in San Francisco to take on the Giants for Sunday Night Baseball at 7:10. Tristan Beck against Jared Schuster. South Atlantic League score everyone following here today is the one in Wilmington right now, top of the seventh. Jersey Shore, a 3-1 lead on the Blue Rocks. Andrick Nava, a solo home run, is second of the year for the Blue Claws. If the score here and the score in Wilmington holds, Brooklyn's lead in the North would be one with 12 games to play. Asheville, a 7-run bottom of the first. The difference in this ballgame, they have an 8-0 lead. We sit in a weather delay heading to the top of the sixth inning. Some lightning in the area, but no precipitation has fallen yet. Brooklyn back in their third base dugout. The umpires, member of the grounds crew, a member of the front office, talking just behind home plate between the Pentagon and the netting separating the field of play from the seats directly behind home. It'll be Drake Osborne, Chase Estep, and Jet Williams. 8-9-1 due up in the top of the sixth if and when this game gets underway. Someone has just come back out of Brooklyn's third base dugout or third base clubhouse. Stanley Consuegra Looks to be Kevin Barada and Sammy Tavares coming back out as well. Actually, that's Drake Osborne that has reemerged from the third base clubhouse. So three Cyclones still in their gray uniforms have come back out. And we'll see whether or not this game gets restarted in short order. Certainly feels like we're ticketed towards that. We've been in a delay for maybe about 10 minutes now. Brooklyn trailing Asheville 8-0 prior to the start of the top of the sixth. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll come back with more information. Asheville 8, Brooklyn nothing. We're in a weather delay prior to the start of the sixth inning. It's an official game. Brooklyn trying to rally. They trail on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Well, we knew a play would probably resume somewhat soon. We didn't realize it would be this soon. Asheville back on the diamond. Most of Brooklyn has made their way back to the third base dugout. And the top of the sixth inning going to get underway in just a matter of moments. It'll ultimately be maybe about a 15-minute delay between the end of the fifth and the start of the sixth because of the potential threat for lightning and weather. Chris Newell, a brief chat with Christian Arguez, the home plate umpire, before play resumes. Alex Santos II was introduced to the crowd before he was summoned off the field. His pitching change, driven by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com as the first pitch to Drake Osborne misses high for ball one. So maybe about a 14-minute delay officially, although the sound of thunder continuing to rumble in the distance. Osborne tries to hold up on a pitch up and in. Could not. It's even at a ball and a strike. Santo, 6'4", 208 pounds, 21 years old from the Bronx. Second-round pick of the Astros in 2020. As Osborne can't connect, it's 1-2. Santos making his 23rd appearance, 12th out of the bullpen, 3-6, a 7.25 ERA with one save. 88 hits in 72 innings, 54 walks, 79 strikeouts. The 1-2 on the outside corner, strike three called. So Alex Santos starts his day with a strikeout. Osborne down looking for the first out of the sixth inning. Brings up Chase Estep. Popped up to short in his only at-bat today. Santos, 54 walks, 79 Ks, and 72 innings coming into play today. Started this series basically the same way Robert Kalina started today's series finale. As Estep swings and misses, it's 0-1. Santos in the lid lifter of this series lasted just two-thirds of an inning. And the top of the first gave up six runs, four earned on two hits. Hit two batters, walked two, gave up a pair of home runs, and struck out one through 37 pitches like Kalina did today. The 1-1 to Chase, and Estep takes a called strike on the outer half. It's 1-2. We'll give you the 97. Had nine RBIs and four extra base hits in those five games. Also scored eight runs and walked four times. As Williams takes a strike at the bottom of the zone, it's 0-2. One on, one out, top of the sixth. Brooklyn trails 8-0. The righty's 0-2, and Williams pokes one in the air to right. Back towards the warning track is Whitaker in front of the Ingles signage, makes the catch for the second out. So Williams hits one a few feet short of the right field wall. Two out for the only man with a base hit today for Brooklyn. That's Kevin Parada. Parada, a one-out double back in the fourth. The only man for the Cyclones that reached base prior to Estep's walk earlier in the inning. Santos from the letters. And the first pitch taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. But Santos, a second-round pick of the Astros in 2020, 72nd overall, signed for $1.25 million to forego his commitment to Maryland in the Big Ten. As Parada swings through a slider, it's 0-2. Did not pitch at all in his final high school season because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Estep leads the 0-2. And that sweeps down and away. It's a ball and two strikes. Santos still raw, but coming into his own just a tad. Since July the 22nd, you look at his last six appearances, three starts. His ERA about 3.5 runs better than it is for the season at 3.86. As Parada swings and misses for strike three. Got him on the breaking ball inside. And Santos strikes out two. In a scoreless sixth inning. No runs, no hits, one left on a walk at the end of 5.5. It's 8-0 Asheville on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change driven by Vital Auto Mall. This is them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BuyCalAutoMall.com. Bailey Reed is out. On it is Sammy Tavares for the second time this week. Tavares 6'7", 260 pounds, will turn 25 in October from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Final line for Bailey Reed goes an inning. No runs, a hit, a walk, and two strikeouts. 26 pitches and 15 strikes. Jacob Melton, Miguel Palma, Ryan Wroblewski, 2-3-4. Two up for the Tourists in the home sixth. Melton, couple of singles and a run scored today. And the righty's first pitch hit in the air to center field. Back goes Ramirez, slowing down in front of the warning track. And still on the center field. Grass makes the two-handed catch. One pitch and one out in the sixth inning. Miguel Palma 0-2. Walked and scored in the first. Since then, a fly out to center and a ground out to third. The numbers for Tavares so far with the Cyclones in 2023 have been gaudy. Making his ninth appearance, 10 hits allowed in 6 1/3 innings. 18 runs, 16 earned on 12 walks and 7 strikeouts. The righty fires, and Palma takes outside for ball one. Tavares started the year at AA Binghamton at an ERA of 3 there in 13 appearances. Joined Brooklyn after the All-Star break and just has not found his stride. 1-0 down the right field line, out of play, it's 1-1. Tavares last time out, that was back on Friday. Did not record an out, faced three batters, all three reached and scored. Walked one, hit the next, and then gave up a three-run home run to Palma before departing. The 1-1, and that up by the chin. It's two balls and a strike. Tavares, you look at his last six appearances, has given up two or more runs in four of those six. 2-1 down and away. And the count 3-1. Tavares, fastball, curveball, changeup. Spent all of last year with the Cyclones, had a 2.88 ERA in 32 games. The 3-1, swing and a miss. Fastball away. Dialed that up to 94 and the count full. Brooklyn, no runs, a hit, an error, they have left two. Asheville, 8 runs, 9 hits, no errors, they have left 5. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question in just a second. The payoff pitch, outside and low, ball 4. So Miguel Palma works himself a one-out walk. One on and one out for the first baseman, Ryan Wroblewski. Wroblewski has singled, doubled, brought in a pair, and scored a run today. He is 2-for-3. Bud Arcone Convo's trivia question of the day. On this date, 10 years ago in 2013, as Wroblewski takes his strike, the Mets gave away promotional T-shirts featuring a player that they traded to Pittsburgh earlier in the day. Our question is, who was that player? And this comes up and in and hits Wroblewski in the back. That pitch just got away from Tavares. Breaking ball inside at 77. Bounced off of Wroblewski so hard that it picked up an exit velocity of 34 miles an hour. Not the kind of hit Wroblewski wanted, but Asheville with 2 on and 1 out in the sixth for Tyler Whitaker. Whitaker has been hit by a pitch and homered. Flied out to right in his last at-bat in the fourth. But the answer to our trivia question today, Marlon Byrd. First pitch, outside, it's 1-0. Think Wolf, David Pecoraro howling in with one last guess of Todd Frazier. But it was not Frazier, it was not Lucas Duda either. But Marlon Byrd was the man the Mets traded the day they gave away T-shirts. in honor of the outfielder as Whitaker takes inside for ball two. They were T-shirts that had a bird number six on the back, wings on the front, and in blue lettering underneath said, "Let it fly." The Mets ended up flying bird to the western portion of the Keystone State. As Whitaker takes outside for ball three, it was John Buck and Marlon Byrd, the Pittsburgh Pirates, in exchange for Dilson Herrera and a player to be named later that became right-hander Vic Black. The 3-0 on the inside corner. It's 3-1. Black and Herrera would go on to play in the big leagues with the Mets. I don't think either ended up playing in Brooklyn, though. Herrera was the best prospect of the two, a former top 100 guy, two-time Futures Game participant. And Whitaker takes inside for ball four. So after Tavares got Melton to fly out to center on the first pitch, walk, hit, batter, walk. And the tourist with the bases loaded and one out for the third baseman, Austin Deming. Deming has reached on an error and struck out twice. Also has an RBI as Parada out to talk with the right-hander. But yet, Herrera never played for the Brooklyn Cyclones. He did play in the South Atlantic League and the New York Penn League, though. Played for the West Virginia Power and the Savannah Sand Gnats at the time. Managed that year by future Met manager Luis Rojas. Also played with the State College Spikes in the New York Penn League in 2012. Bases loaded, one out. The first pitch to Deming. Swing and a miss out in front of the changeup. And the count 0-1. And then Vic Black, who had a shorter stint in the big leagues, appeared in 56 games with the Mets between 2013 and 14. The 0-1 on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Black last pitching in the Can-Am League with the New Jersey Jackals in 2018. But no, he did not pitch for the Cyclones either. The 0-2 outside, and it's a ball and two strikes. But like Herrera, played in both leagues the Cyclones have called home over the years, the South Atlantic League in West Virginia and the New York Penn League with State College. My old college town. 1-2 from Sammy. And this one flipped back behind second. DeAndre Smith makes the catch. Wroblewski was about three-quarters of the way to third base and is doubled off. 4-6 to end the inning. So Sammy Tavares bends but does not break. And Asheville strands a pair in the sixth. No runs, no hits, and two men left on base. At the end of six, 8-0 Asheville on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the 3 o'clock hour, top of the seventh inning. Brooklyn been limited to just one hit and two base runners. Over the first six innings today, Alex Santos the second back out for his second inning of relief. Ryan Clifford, Stanley Consuegra, Alex Ramirez. Three scheduled to bat as Clifford powers one in the air left center field. Back into his right is Cole. And he'll make the run and grab one pitch and one out to start the seventh. Brings up Stanley Consuegra, has struck out twice today. 0 for 2 officially. Brooklyn, no runs, a hit, an error. They have left two. Asheville, 8 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They have stranded 7. First pitch from Santos and Consuegra. Ground ball to third. Snared on the forehand by Deming. Throw to first. And the first baseman, Robleski, missed the bat. At least according to the base umpire, Stephen Craze. He and Consuegra nearly collided at first base. Robleski had to dance out of the way and try and keep his foot on the bag. And Robleski just looking back at the first base dugout saying, what gives? He's very convinced that he got back on the bag in time. But he's not going to put up that much of an argument in an 8-run game with 8 outs left to get. It'll go down as an error, I would imagine, on the third baseman, Deming. Indeed it is. And so Brooklyn with a man at first and one out for Alex Ramirez. Ramirez 0 for 2 tonight. And he fouls the second pitch he sees back to the screen. And the count 0-2. Ramirez 0 for 2 today has popped up to the catcher and struck out. First game since Wednesday. It was a healthy scratch each of the last 3 days. The 0-2 misses low. And Ramirez stays away. It's a ball and two strikes. But Alex Santos, a native of the city from the Bronx, went to Mount St. Michael High School in the Bronx, about 15 minutes away from where Richie Bennis went to high school at Christopher Columbus. And that check swing, and he went around, says the base umpire, Craze. And Ramirez down on strikes for the second time today. Third strikeout for Santos. Two out in the top of the seventh for DeAndre Smith. Smith 0 for 2 has struck out and grounded a short. But Santos, because of the pandemic, no real place for him to pitch in the Empire State. As Smith takes down and away, it's 1-0. Ended up throwing at an Alabama event in the spring of 2020 in order to get in front of some big league scouts before the draft. As the 1-0 hit on the ground is short, sliding, stopped by Sacco to his right. And he'll throw the short way to second for the force to end the inning. No runs, no hits, an error, and one man left. Time to get up and stretch from North Carolina. Asheville up 8-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Tavares back to the mound, bottom of the seventh inning. Brooklyn trailing 8-0. Tommy Sacco Jr. back to work, and the first pitch fouled back. And the count 0-1. Sacco 1-for-3 with a double. Was stranded at second in the fifth. Asheville is 7-run, bottom of the first. The difference in this game to this point. The righty's 0-1. And Tavares misses outside. It's even at a ball and a strike. Take a look around Major League Baseball. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Do have good news to report, though, out of Delaware. Sacco takes a strike outside. It's 1-2. Wilmington, 3 runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. A 2-run Viandel Pena single to tie it. And a Yohandy Morales RBI single to take the lead. As Sacco takes down and in, it's 2-2. So Wilmington, a 4-3 lead on Jersey Shore with 2 out in the eighth inning. And Wilmington now 3 outs away from winning that series against Jersey Shore. And that would be the best possible news for Brooklyn with the way this scoreboard looks here in the Tar Heel State as Sacco strikes out swinging. Got him on the fastball up, dialed it up to 94. And Tavares, his first strikeout, one away in the seventh. That paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. John Garcia 0-for-1 as a sacrifice fly and a walk has also flied out to right. And the righty's first pitch low. And the count 1-0. Shout out to the Wolf, David Pecoraro, for howling in, giving us that little heads up about what was going on down in Delaware. The 1-0, way outside in the dirt. Squirts all the way to the backstop. It's 2-0. But the Mets, the only final today. They walk off the Angels 3-2, Rafael Ortega. The game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the ninth. After Pete Alonso hit a game-tying RBI double in the eighth. The 2-0. That pitch misses high. And the count 3 balls and no strikes. Adam Ottavino picking up the win for the Mets today. David Peterson probably his best start of the year. 7 innings, 1 run, 8 strikeouts. The 3-0. Anthony's, it's 3-1. Everything else in the big leagues in progress or has not started yet. Rockies have taken a 3-1 lead against the Orioles. Michael Tolia, a solo home run, is fourth. Ty Black against the Baltimore bullpen now. This is sinking fly ball to center. And it'll get down in front of Ramirez for a base hit. Alex knocks it down and then decides to throw to first and throws it away up the first base line. And that's going to allow Garcia to take second base. Alex Ramirez right now is just in his own head. I don't know why he decided to throw that ball to first base. Garcia did take a big turn around first and retreated back. And Ramirez flat-footed tried throwing to first base. That's the second time in the last 2-3 innings. Ramirez has thrown to first base with Ryan Clifford not paying attention. So Garcia picks up a base hit and will take second base on the errant toss by Alex. The first pitch to Rolando Espinosa is outside for ball one. So second error today for Brooklyn defensively. 1-0. Foul back, it's 1-1. Top of the sixth in Boston. Dodgers a 4-0 lead on the Red Sox. Jame Outman and Mookie Betts have homered. Betts, his first home run back at Fenway Park. A 2-run shot is 35th. And it's going to be interesting to see how the NL MVP race plays out over the final month plus in 2023. Runner dancing off second, the 1-1 outside. And the count 2-1. For so many months, it was thought Ronald Acuña Jr. would run away with the MVP in the NL. But the way Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman have been playing lately for the Dodgers is going to make it an interesting three-horse race into October. As Espinosa fouls the 2-1 back, it's even, two balls and two strikes. Top of the sixth, Cubs leading 6-1 in Pittsburgh against the Pirates. Jamer Candelario, a two-run home run, is 19th. Javier Assad, five innings of one-run ball for the Cubs. Garcia at second with one out. The righty's 2-2. Outside and low in the count full. End of five in Philadelphia. Phillies up 2-0 on the Cardinals. Kyle Schwarber, a leadoff home run, is 36th. Aaron Nola has thrown five one-hit shutout innings so far against the Cardinals rookie left-hander Drew Rom. Garcia leads off second. The payoff from Sammy inside, and Espinosa has to back out of the way for ball four. So third walk allowed by Tavares. And Asheville with 2-1 and one out in the bottom of the seventh for Zach Cole. Cole, a couple of singles in the first inning, had an RBI and a run scored. Since then, a ground out to second and a fly out to left. Bottom of the sixth in Toronto. Guardians up 4-3 on the Blue Jays. Jose Ramirez, a two-run home run, is 21st for Cleveland. Vlad Guerrero Jr., George Springer have homered for Toronto. Noah Syndergaard, the former Cyclone, against Yusei Kikuchi. 2-1, one out for Cole. And the first pitch hammered out to right field. Back goes Consuegra, leaps at the fence, and he made the catch. Runner trying to tag and go to third. The throw by Stanley a bit towards the home plate side of the bag and late. Another stellar defensive play by Stanley Consuegra in right field this week. For a guy getting used to that tall wall in right, has really done a nice job being able to play balls off that fence in addition to reading balls that will drop before the fence. And Cole retired for the second out. Brings up Jacob Melton, 2-for-4. Had a couple of singles and a run scored in the first. Since then, a ground out to second and a fly out to center. Garcia at third with two out. And the pitch misses down and in for ball one. Righty at the belt. The 1-0 from Sammy. And Tavares misses outside. It's 2-0. Bottom of the fifth out in Detroit. Astros leading the Tigers 3-0. Justin Verlander, four innings of one-hit shutout ball. Kyle Tucker, a two-run home run, is 26th. The 2-0 from Tavares. And Melton swings away, fouls it to the left. It's 2-1. Top of the seventh, Marlins up 2-1 on the Nationals. Jorge Soler, a go-ahead two-run home run in the third, is 35th. Garcia at third, Espinosa at first. Sun shining on the diamond, the 2-1. And Melton takes a knee-high strike for a 2-2 count. Yankees doubling up the Rays, 4-2, going to the bottom of the sixth. Kyle Higashioka, DJ LeMahieu, Anthony Volpe, home runs for New York. Brandon Lau, a solo shot, is 17th for Tampa. The 2-2 pitch inside by the shoelaces. And it's full 3-2 with Miguel Palma on deck. Top of the fifth, Rangers up 5-0 on the Twins. Jordan Montgomery, four innings of one-hit shutout ball. J.P. Martinez, the first home run of his big league career. Jonah Heim, a grand slam. His 15th for Texas. And time called by the batter, Melton. Bottom of the fourth, White Sox up 3-0 on the A's. Mike Clevenger against Paul Blackburn. See if the runner goes from first with a full count and two outs. Looks like he will. Even in an eight-run game. Runner goes, payoff pitch, waved at and missed, strike three. Tavares struck him out with the fastball tailing outside. And Tavares picks up his second strikeout in his second scoreless inning. No runs, a hit, an error. Two men left at the end of seven. 8-0 Asheville on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Alex Santos back to the mound, top of the eighth inning. He and Nick Swanson combining on a one-hit shutout. For the first seven frames tonight, Omar De Los Santos, Drake Osborne, and Chase Estep. Three scheduled to bat in the eighth inning, and we have wonderful news from the first state in the union. It is now final in Delaware. No matter what happens over these final two innings, Brooklyn will remain up two games in the north with 12 games left to play. As Omar De Los Santos takes outside, it's 1-0. Wilmington, a three-run bottom of the eighth inning, and they defeat Jersey Shore today 4-3. De Los Santos in the air deep center, but out in front of the NOC signage in right center. Zach Cole makes the catch on the warning track for the first out of the eighth inning. Brooklyn's hit a couple of balls deep to the outfield tonight, but with nothing to show for it. So one out in the eighth for Drake Osborne as fly to right and struck out looking. So Brooklyn will remain at least two games up in the north with 12 games left to go. We'll see if they can pull off a comeback for the ages with five outs left to go to extend that lead to three, but I wouldn't bet on it as the 1-0 foul back, it's 1-1. Would bet on Brooklyn battling until the bitter end of this one. But eight runs with five outs left to go, a bit of a tall task. The 1-1, and Osborne chases in the dirt. Good pitch darting down from Santos. And the count 1-2. Well, continuing our look around the majors today, not much left to fill you in on. As Osborne takes outside, it's 2-2. End of three in Milwaukee. Brewers trailing the Padres 4-2. Gary Sanchez has gone deep for San Diego as Osborne strikes out on the breaking ball. Got him on the pitch away. Alex Santos with his fourth strikeout. Two out in the eighth for Chase Estep. Estep has flied out and walked. He is 0 for 1. But Matthew Batten is second major league home run for the Padres as well. As Estep takes a strike, William Contreras is 14th for Milwaukee. A 1-0, or the 0-1 rather low. And the count now evens at a ball and a strike. Everything else in the major leagues will start in a little less than an hour or later. Diamondbacks hosting the Reds at 4:10. Slade Ciccone against Graham Ashcraft as Estep takes up and away for ball two. Mariners will host the Royals at 4:10. Luis Castillo against the rookie Alec Marsh. The 2-1 down and in. Make it three balls and a strike. And at 7:10 tonight, Sunday Night Baseball in San Francisco. Giants and Braves at 7:10. Rookies Tristan Beck against Jared Schuster. As Estep puts one in the air to right, back at the track, at the wall, and the shutout is no more. With plenty of family and friends in attendance, Chase Estep has hit the third home run of his first full professional season. 100.4 off the bat, 365 feet. And the Cyclones with yet another home run this week. That is their 11th in this series. And the Cyclones are on the board. It's 8-1 in the eighth. So the shutout no more as Estep departs stage right. And now Jet Williams looking to extend his on-base streak. Takes outside and low. It's 1-0. Williams 0 for 3 with three fly ball outs. One to first, one to left, and one to right. The 1-0. This is high. And the count 2-0. The 2-0 from Santos. And Williams watches that miss the outside corner. And make it three balls and no strikes on the 19-year-old shortstop. Gray clouds overhead, but still some natural sunshine. As Williams will reach base for the 14th straight game, he works a two-out walk. So Jet Williams, who came into play today, top 10 in minor league baseball in free passes, coaxes another. That's his 91st of the year. One on, two out for Kevin Parada, 1-for-3 with a double. Struck out in his last at-bat in the sixth against Santos. Righty's first pitch. And Parada takes high for ball one. After the league-wide off day tomorrow, Brooklyn will travel about an hour or so south of here. Open up a six-game series, final week on the road for the regular season against the Red Sox affiliate, the Greenville Drive. As Parada takes high for ball two. Have to imagine it'll be Jordani Ventura in the opening game of that series. Started on Tuesday here in Asheville. Brooklyn certainly lined up to have the same six starters again next week. As the 2-0 down and in. And it's three balls and no strikes. Santos has missed with his last seven pitches since giving up the Estep home run to right. His 3-0. And Parada taking all the way. Looks at strike one. One game already impacted by weather in the league today. As Parada swings and misses, it's 3-2. Winston-Salem and Bowling Green had their game canceled today in Kentucky due to weather. Not relatively significant because Bowling Green is still in the midst of the playoff hunt in the South. The reigning league champions who defeated Aberdeen in the championship a year ago. As of this moment, 4.5 back of first place Hickory. Runner goes, swing and a miss, got him. Struck him out on the off speed, down and away. And Santos collects his fourth strikeout, or rather his fifth strikeout. to end the eighth. But Brooklyn gets on the board as the local product, Chase Estep, with family and friends in the house, hits a long home run to right. To the bottom of the eighth, Asheville an 8-1 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
This pitching change driven by Bicol Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BicolAutoMall.com. Sammy Tavares out. On is the right-hander Colby Kubicek for the second time this week. Colby, 5'11", 185 pounds, will turn 24 in November. From Bryan, Texas, just outside of the campus of Texas A&M University. Take on 3-4-5 in the Asheville lineup. Miguel Palma to lead off. And the first pitch misses up and in for ball one. Final line for Sammy Tavares goes two innings, no runs, a hit. Three walks and two strikeouts. Tavares, 41 pitches, 19 strikes, also hit a batter. As Palma fouls it out away. It's even at a ball and a strike. Numbers for Colby, making his 18th appearance with Brooklyn, 0-1, a 6.26 ERA with one save. 29 hits in 23 innings as this rolled on the ground at third. In a few steps, Estep, and his easy toss to first in time for the first out. One away for Ryan Wroblewski. He's been on base three times today. A two-run single, a double, and a hit-by-pitch. Kubicek, 19 walks, 18 strikeouts in 23 innings. Last pitched on Tuesday, went 2 2/3. Gave up a run on two hits, a walk, and four Ks. As Wroblewski pulls it foul, and the count 0-1. The four strikeouts for Kubicek were a season high. Threw 44 pitches and 26 strikes. The 44 pitches, the most he had thrown in a single game since April the 22nd at AA Binghamton. As Kubicek misses down and away, even at 1-1. He was the Mets' 18th round pick 2 years ago out of the University of Texas. Bottom of the 3 o'clock hour in the East, Asheville an 8-1 lead. 1-1, a big chopper to short. Williams slides to his left, high throw to first, but Clifford with his 6-3 frame able to reach up and stay on the first base bag, two out. Tyler Whitaker, 1-for-2. He's been on base three times. Hit by pitch, an opposite field home run in the second. And a walk in his last at-bat in the sixth. Asheville only has one run since that seven-run first inning on four hits. As Whitaker takes outside 1-0, and you take away that first inning, it's a 1-1 game over the last seven innings. But unfortunately for Brooklyn, that seven-run bottom of the first still on the scoreboard. As Whitaker can't connect at the pitch down, it's 1-1. Brooklyn will have 3-4-5 due up in the top of the ninth inning. Clifford, Consuegra, and Alex Ramirez. The 1-1 inside and low. And the count 2-1. The set, the 2-1 pitch. And Whitaker pulls it foul. And the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Asheville will stay at home next week. They'll continue their homestand against the team who had their game canceled it today. That is Bowling Green. So Asheville getting one team out of town that's in a playoff race and will replace it with another as Whitaker strikes out at a pitch at his knees to end the inning. Colby Kubicek comes on, retires the side in order on 11 pitches with a strikeout to boot. We head to the ninth. Brooklyn needs 7 to tie, 8 to take the lead. They trail 8-1 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Funday information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
North Carolina. Alex Santos trying to close out the final game of the series for the Tourists. They lead this one 8-1. Ryan Clifford, Stanley Consuegra, Alex Ramirez, the three due up. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. A look back at today's game, scores from out of town, and a look ahead at Tuesday's series opener in South Carolina against Greenville. All that coming up after the final out right here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Ryan Clifford to lead things off. Hitless today, 0-3. And he takes up and away for ball one. Brooklyn, 1 run, 2 hits, 2 errors. They have stranded 4. The 1-0 up and away. 2 balls and no strikes. Asheville, 7 in the first, 1 in the second. They have 8 runs on 10 hits, an error, and 9 men left on base. The 2-0, and Clifford swings away, skies it left-hand side, that a souvenir. And the count 2-1. This is the final game Clifford will play here in Asheville this season. All in all, he truly loved hitting in this ballpark. As that high, it's 3 balls and a strike. Clifford, between his week here with Brooklyn and his 30 games here with Asheville, hit a combined 13 home runs out of the 22 he has clubbed this season. As he swings at a high breaking ball, it's 3-2. And a cool thing for Ryan to play at the same ballpark where his dad, John, played his first full major or professional season in 1996. As Clifford fouls it back, it's 3-2. Ryan, a few more home runs here at McCormick Field than his dad had. John hit 1 in 96. Ryan, obviously, a 20-plus bonanza home run season and his first full campaign as this fouled back, 3-2. And not too many players can say they and their dad played for the same minor league team, but Ryan and his dad, John, can. That fouled out of play. Third straight foul ball with two strikes. And it's still 3-2 on Ryan. Here's the payoff. Low ball 4, and Clifford is aboard. So Ryan has reached base safely in all 6 games of this series. And Brooklyn puts the leadoff man on to start the 9th inning. First time Brooklyn has put the leadoff man on all game long. And now Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra 0-for-3, a couple of strikeouts, reached on an error his last time. And he takes outside, it's 1-0. Clifford not being held on at first base by his old teammate Robleski. The 1-0, and Consuegra lifts it down the left field line out of play. And it's 1-1. This will always be the ballpark where Stanley Consuegra set the Cyclones franchise record for home runs. Tied Francisco Alvarez in the first inning against Santos on Tuesday, and then broke the all-time mark the following day on Wednesday. And another home run on Thursday as he grounds one back to the mound. Looking only at first base is Santos. He'll throw overhand to get the out there as Clifford scoots 90 feet to second base. So a man at second, one out. For the center fielder, Alex Ramirez, 0-for-3, a couple of strikeouts today. Brooklyn trying to get Ramirez out of this funk. Including today, just 9 for his last 67 in his last 18 games since the 4th of August. First pitch in Ramirez, ground ball to short, fielded by Sacco to his right. Low throw, dug out on the backhand by Robleski. Clifford stays put at second base, and the Cyclones down to their final out. Brings up DeAndre Smith. Last line of defense for Brooklyn on this Sunday afternoon. Smith 0-for-3. Rounded into a fielder's choice. Was a nice sliding play at shortstop by Sacco to get the force out in his last AB. As DeAndre takes low. And it's 1-0. Omar De Los Santos hoping for an opportunity on deck. Brooklyn trailing by 7 in the ninth. The 1-0 on the inside corner. It's 1-1. But there will be a silver lining for Brooklyn as they will not lose any ground on their lead in the north. Jersey Shore squandering a 2-run 8th inning lead today. Wilmington a 4-3 win. And so Brooklyn, if this score does hold, will remain 2 games up with 12 games to go. As Smith takes low, it's 2 balls and a strike. And you would think the schedule relatively favorable for Brooklyn over the course of the final 2 weeks. Of course, easier said than done. 2-1 outside, it's 3 balls and a strike. But we'll play at Greenville next week. Who holds the third worst record in the South Atlantic League in the second half. The 3-1. And not sure who that hit off of. I guess it hit off the knob of DeAndre Smith's bat and then ricocheted off the catcher, Palma, who went down in a heap for just a moment. Now back up on his feet and the count full 3-2. Well, Brooklyn played Asheville this week, 20-33 right now in 6th in the SAL North. They'll play Greenville next week. We'll probably drop to just a game better than Asheville with the results today. They're in 5th place out of 6 in the South. And then Wilmington, the worst record in the league in the second half to close out the season at home. As Smith fouls it aside, stays at 3-2. Combined record of the last two teams they will play, 42-65 in the second half as of this moment. You think things would line up beautifully for the Clones. The payoff pitch on the outside corner, and the ball game is over. Smith thought he had ball four, took his helmet off in protest, but not much more of an argument from Smith as Asheville takes the final game of this series. They close out this week by bookending W's. Your final score in nine this afternoon, the Asheville Tourists 8 and the Brooklyn Cyclones 1. But not all is lost. Brooklyn still up two games in the North with 12 games left to go, as the Cyclones have to give them a lot of credit after that gut punch of a loss on Tuesday night. Brooklyn fell to, in all intents and purposes, two games back of Jersey Shore, with the Blue Claws holding the tiebreaker. But Brooklyn tied Jersey Shore in the standings on Wednesday, overtook them on Thursday night, and maintain a two-game lead in the North with 12 games left to play going into next week's final week on the road in South Carolina. We'll take a break when we come back. Recap report is next. Don't go anywhere on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, this one got off to an unfortunate start for Brooklyn, and the offense could never quite find a way to answer. As Asheville scored seven runs, sent 12 men to the plate in the bottom of the first, and buoyed that seven-run inning to an 8-1 win this afternoon. They bookend the series with victories. But Brooklyn, after that gut-wrenching loss on Tuesday night, could have very easily folded, won four straight, but their bid for a season-high tying fifth straight W does not come to fruition, as Asheville wins today by an 8-2 final tally. With the win, Asheville improving to 21-33 in the half, 27-35 overall. Brooklyn dropping to 32-22 in the second half. Let me redo those for you here in just a second. Add those records off by just a little bit. But with the win, Asheville in the half improving to 21-33, 47-68 overall. Brooklyn with the loss today, dropping to 32-22 in the half, 60-59 through their first 119 games with 12 left to go. Take you through the game that was here today. Robert Kalina making the start against Nick Swanson. And after Swanson had a 1-2-3 top of the first, Kalina had basically an exact opposite bottom half of the first inning. In the first, Zach Cole led off the game with a single to right, and then Jacob Melton singled through the hole between first and second. And Asheville had runners at the corners, nobody out. Miguel Palma then walked to load the bases. Ryan Wroblewski will then poke a two-run single to center to give the Tourists a 2-0 lead after Tyler Whitaker was hit by a pitch to reload the bags. Austin Deming in a ground ball back up the middle that got past the second baseman DeAndre Smith and into center field. Two runs scored. Deming was credited with an RBI on the E4, and Asheville had a 4-0 lead after Tommy Sacco Jr. flied out to center. Tyler Whitaker advanced to third, and then John Garcia, a sack fly to center, gave Asheville a 5-0 lead. That would be the end of the day for Robert Kalina, as Miguel Alfonseca was summoned out of the Cyclones' bullpen. Rolando Espinosa greeted him with a double off the center field wall to make it 6-0. And then Zach Cole jumped ahead 2-0, singled to right. His second hit of the inning made it a 7-0 Tourist advantage in the first. In total, Asheville sent 12 men to the plate in the first and scored 7 runs on 6 hits. So the Tourists had a 7-0 lead after one. Then in the second with one out, Tyler Whitaker on a 3-1 pitch poked one over the tall right field wall. Whitaker, his third home run in his first week at High A, made it 8-0 Asheville. Brooklyn would pick up their only run and the final run of the ballgame in the top half of the eighth inning. With the bases empty and two out, Chase Estep with family and friends in attendance powered a 3-1 pitch 365 feet over the right field wall. That solo shot by Chase Estep, our House Potato Chips play of the game. House Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born, the official potato chip of the Brooklyn Cyclones. But Chase, his third home run of the season, broke up the shutout. But the Cyclones could not manufacture anymore as the Tourists win it today by a final of 8-1. Winning pitcher Nick Swanson, he earns his first Tourists victory. 5 innings, no runs, a hit, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. The loss to Robert Kalina, his third in a row, gave up 6 runs, 4 earned on 3 hits in 2/3 of an inning. Walked 1, no strikeouts. Alex Santos, the second, his second save. 4 innings, 1 run, 1 hit, 3 walks, and 6 Ks. Final line score today, Brooklyn 1 run, 2 hits. 2 errors, they left 5. Asheville 8 runs, 10 hits. 1 error, they left 9. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 22 minutes with a 14-minute delay due to weather before the start of the 6th in front of a crowd of 1,948 here at McCormick Field. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboards before we say goodbye on this Sunday afternoon. The good news, Brooklyn maintains a 2-game lead in the north as Wilmington scores 3 times in the bottom of the 8th inning to defeat Jersey Shore 4-3. So Brooklyn up 2 with 12 to go. Rome beats Greensboro 6-5. Grasshoppers in third place in the north. So Brooklyn does not lose any ground to the two teams behind them in the standings despite the loss today. Everything else in the league still in progress or will not occur. Bottom of the 5th, Greenville up 10-2 on Hickory. And middle of the 7th, Hudson Valley and Aberdeen tied at 2. Bowling Green and Winston-Salem canceled today due to rain. Mets affiliate scoreboard. Mets walked off the Angels 3-2 in 9. Rafael Ortega had the game-winning base hit in the bottom of the 9th inning for the Mets. Triple-A Syracuse heading to the bottom of the 9th at home against Buffalo. They trail 5-2. Double-A Binghamton right now taking on New Hampshire. That game in a rain delay in the bottom of the 3rd. Rumble Ponies trailing the Fisher Cats by a score of 5-1. And Single-A St. Lucie right now, they fall to Dunedin this afternoon 13-8. In that ballgame, multi-RBI games from Yoel Martinez and Nick Morabito. And St. Lucie falls by 5 on the road. Looking at Major League Baseball before we say our final goodbye. Top of the 9th, Orioles and Rockies are tied at 3. Bottom of the 8th, it's the Dodgers 7 and the Red Sox 2. Cubs up 7-1 on the Pirates. Bottom of the 8th at PNC Park. 2-0, Phillies leading the Cardinals. Bottom of the 7th at Citizens Bank. Top of the 8th, it's the Blue Jays leading the Guardians 5-4. Astros shutting out the Tigers 7-0 in the seventh. Top of the ninth in Miami. The Marlins trying to close out a 2-1 win against the Nationals. Bottom of the seventh, the Rays have come back. They lead the Yankees 6-4. Bottom of the sixth, Rangers shutting out the Twins 5-0 behind the left arm of Jordan Montgomery. White Sox up 4-1 on the A's. Bottom of the sixth at Guaranteed Rate Field. Bottom of the sixth, it's the Brewers trailing the Padres 4-2. Everything else in the big leagues will start at 4:10 or later. Diamondbacks hosting the Reds at 4:10. Slade Ciccone against Graham Ashcraft. Royals will be in Seattle to take on the Mariners. Alec Marsh, the rookie, against Luis Castillo. And Sunday Night Baseball, it is the Giants and the Braves from San Francisco. Tristan Beck, the rookie for the Giants, against the Braves rookie left-hander Jared Schuster. After the league-wide off day tomorrow, Brooklyn will return it to action on Tuesday night to open up the final road week of the season with six games against the Red Sox affiliate, the Greenville Drive. Our coverage will start 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 6:50 Eastern time, leading up to the 7:05 scheduled first pitch from Fluor Field. Again, coverage starting at 6:50, leading up to the 7:05 first pitch, as Brooklyn will start the final 2 weeks of the season with a road set against the Red Sox Farm Club. That'll do it for us here on this Sunday afternoon. Have to give a big thank you to Doug Maurer, the voice of the Asheville Tourists, and everyone here at McCormick Field for their incredible hospitality over the course of the week. Brooklyn's second ever visit here to McCormick Field, and just the first since their first ever week at the High A and South Atlantic League level in 2021. So for our ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, including my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Asheville, North Carolina. Again, your final tally is the Tourists 8 and the Cyclones 1. Job not finished. Brooklyn will be back in action on Tuesday night. We hope you join us then. But until then, I'm Justin Rock saying so long and enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon and evening. Have a great Monday. We'll talk to you on Tuesday in the Palmetto State. So long from Asheville.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.